Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash. My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2829. And today's date is July 20th, 2022. And the title of the episode is The Deep State Knew This Day Would Come. Do you see it now? The Year of the Boomerang. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the Deep State, the Private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're having a bit of a problem. Their entire strategy, their entire agenda is completely falling apart. Yes, they're going to keep moving forward with it because they have no choice. They have to accelerate it. And they don't care what the people think. They don't care if the people aren't with them or not. They're just going to keep moving forward. But this is going to be a problem for them because if the people aren't with you, if the people aren't believing in what you're saying, you're going to have a very difficult time convincing people there's a climate emergency. We need to go into the Great Reset. And we need to do the things that they're saying that we need to do, which means they're struggling right now. They don't have the leverage. They don't have the narrative. They don't have the upper hand. And everything is falling apart on them. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in Europe, because we can see the Europeans, they're having a bit of a problem because their oil, their gas comes from Russia. And since sanctions were placed on Russia and Russia can't get certain parts for their Nord Stream pipeline, Europe, Germany, and many other countries are in trouble right now. Actually, the European Commissioner, President Ursula von der Leyen, says Russia is blackmailing us. Actually, no. You placed sanctions on Russia. You made it very difficult for Russia. And now you're feeling the consequences. I remember Trump once saying that this is going to come back to haunt them. And this is exactly what we're seeing. Let me just continue with what she said here. To make it through the winter in case of full disruption of Russian gas, we have to reduce our consumption. She proposes A, 15% cut in demand, B, that all EU countries share gas flows. So the translation is, hey, all you EU citizens, yeah, because of our agenda, because of our policies, everything that we did, you're going to have to suffer. So you're going to have to cut, we're going to have to cut the gas by 15%. You might not be able to heat your home, so you're going to have to burn what you got. You might have to chop trees down. I don't care. We have to do this. Do you think the people, as the winter comes into play, do you think the people are going to be, okay, let's just do it. Let's go along with this plan. No, the people are going to be very angry and pissed off. Now, Putin, on the other hand, he is out there saying, listen, we need the turbines. We need the equipment from Canada. And if we can't get it, there's going to be problems. So Putin says Russia will honor gas commitment, but flows, they're going to drop by 20%. Because they don't have the proper equipment because it's being repaired in Canada. And we know that Zelensky and many others are saying, no, don't deliver this to Russia. This wouldn't be a good thing. So who's really suffering in all of this? It's the people of Europe. It's not the leaders. They're going to have plenty of gas. It's the people that are going to suffer, and they don't care about the people. But what's going to happen with all this? The people are going to rise up, and this is what we're seeing across the world right now. As things progressively get worse, inflation increases, fuel prices move up, people can't make ends meet, and they can't do the things they normally do, like buy food. People are going to become very, very angry. Look what's happening with the farmers right now. They understand that, hey, you're trying to bankrupt us so you can steal our land. And you're doing this and it's being done on purpose. Out in the UK, inflation is skyrocketing. They're up to 9.4%. Food is up by 9.8%. Fuel is up by 42.3%. The world is feeling the pressure now, and the people, they're going to fight back. And the people, they're going to point to those who are accountable for all of this. That's what's going to happen in the end. The same thing is going to happen here in the United States. It might take a little bit longer. I do believe it's going to happen across the globe first, and then it's going to come back here to the United States. But we could see things are starting to fall apart, especially in certain blue states where they had lockdowns and they showed that, hey, we don't care about the Constitution. We're dictators. We're tyrants. And we just want control. The people saw this and the people said, you know something? I'm moving my business. I'm moving out of here because I don't need anything like this. And California right now, they're feeling this right now. New York is also feeling it. But pending sales in California, they plunged by 40.6% in June from a year ago. Think about that for a second. That's just unbelievable. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. The people are recognizing who is doing this and who the tyrants are, who the dictators are. They can see the agenda, and their agenda is not going to work. Their Green New Deal is not working on the people. If you actually take a look, we had House member Thomas Massie questioning Pete Buttigieg. Now, Pete, he was out there saying, listen, I don't understand why people just won't dump their gas car and get an electric car for, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. And we have to keep the prices up so we can force people into our agenda. But Thomas Massey asked him some simple questions. He asked him, how much electric are people going to use to charge their electric car? Now, some people have one car. Some people might have two. Some people might have three. I don't mean they have electric cars right now. I'm saying this is the cars they have. But if you add that all together, how much electric is needed for all of this? Can the infrastructure that we have today support this? And how do we create the electricity? We create it with coal, oil. That means we're going to be using a lot more of that. But listen to what Thomas Massey says. And you could see that whatever is happening right now, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, they weren't prepared for this. Remember, going back to 2016, Trump dropped out of the Paris Climate Accord. This set them back 4 years, then plus everything that he put into place, it set them back a very long time. They never thought they would need to do this in such a rush. They thought they would have 10, 15 years to prepare the world for this. Here we are in a year and a half, and they are struggling to keep this narrative, and it's falling apart. But just listen to Thomas Massey.
The average household uses 17% of their electricity for air conditioning. And that would mean the average household uses 1,870 kilowatt hours per year for air conditioning. If that average household plugged in electric cars, do you know how much more electricity they would use in comparison to the air conditioning that air conditions their whole house?
No, but again, I would emphasize it will
be less
energy overall.
Let me help you with that first before we go on, because the numbers are important. It would take four times as much electricity to charge the average household's cars as the average household uses on air conditioning. Do you think that could be? So if we reach the goal by 2030 that Biden has of 50% adoption instead of 100% adoption, that means the average household would use twice as much electricity charging one of their cars as they would use for all of the air conditioning that they use for the entire year.
And you could see that this is not going to work in the end. And remember, these people don't care if there's blackouts. They don't care if you don't have electric. I mean, look what's happening out in Texas. There's no wind. They can't charge their electric vehicles. Did they care a couple winters ago when they couldn't heat their homes and people were like, what the hell's going on here? No, it's a complete and utter disaster. But remember, you need to remember how these people think. They think this world belongs to them. They think all these resources belong to them, and they don't want you using them. They don't want you using their oil, their natural gas, their coal. They will use it. They want you to use things that are not part of this earth, like wind, like sun. And if you don't have wind or sun that day, who cares? At least you're not using our coal, our oil, and everything else. Now, what's very interesting, we can see that just 1% of Americans named climate change as the most important issue facing the country in a recent New York Times poll. So think about this for a second. 1% of the people are worried about climate change, are worried about the Green New Deal. They don't care about it. What do people care about? Inflation, high fuel costs. They care about, hey, can I pay my bills? Can I buy food? Can I actually survive? Now, think about this. These people that are in government, the people around the world who are pushing climate change, Green New Deal, saying this is where we need to go, they're completely separate and apart from the wishes of the people. That should tell you everything you need to know, because a truly elected person works for the people. A criminal syndicate, they go along with their own agenda. They don't have the people with them, which means they are struggling. The people are not going to go along with what they have planned. This is why they can't understand why people aren't running out and buying electric cars. First of all, they can't afford electric cars. Second of all, they're saying, you know something? This is not where we want to go. We're not thinking about this. We want you to fix the problem with high fuel costs because we know that you caused it. You see, this is how the criminal syndicate works. Let's create a problem, and then we'll give the people a solution. That's exactly what they're doing. Why do you think you see fires all over the place? Fires in Spain, in the UK, they're all blaming it on climate change. But there have been fires in the past, in 1666. The UK was on fire. Go back a couple of years, other countries were on fire. This has nothing to do with climate change. And most of the things that we're seeing, these people that are the criminal syndicate, they're the ones who are causing it. Remember, they need to create a problem. They need to have events to try to convince you of their solution. The problem is no one is on board with this. Everyone's looking at this saying, yeah, we're not doing this whatsoever. This is not what we want. And they're struggling. Why do you think Biden has to think about declaring climate change a national emergency, which is going to completely fall apart? Why would he have to do that? Why wouldn't Congress say, yes, we recognize this and we should vote for this? Maybe the House will, because they're part of the criminal syndicate. I think it will have trouble in the Senate, but they can't even get people to agree on this because nobody sees this as an emergency. And yes, they're going to try to create events as time goes on to make you think there's a problem. The only problem we have is them. They're the ones who are causing this. And I do believe in the end, as people see this and as people are brought to the precipice and they know who's accountable for all this and who's been pushing this agenda on them, the people are going to say, you know something? We need to move in a completely different direction. We need to investigate what has been going on and why this has occurred. And I do believe what we're going to see as we come closer to the midterms and as the elections happen, we're going to see the Patriots put into place, and all of a sudden we're going to see investigations happen where all of a sudden things are going to be brought out into the open where people go, oh, I understand now. They're the ones who are responsible for this. We should never allow this to happen again, because the only way to stop this in the future is to show the people, make them understand how this all happened. And think about the crime against this country and the world. The central bank system and all these criminals, they came into place and they enslaved us in their economic system, where they impose taxes on us. They have the hidden tax, which is called inflation, which is the devaluation of the currency. They have done this for many, many years. And it just didn't happen back in 1913. This happened to many, many countries going back thousands of years. They've been doing this for a very long time. And remember, this is the third private West central bank system in this country. The first one, the charter ran out. The second one, Andrew Jackson got rid of. They renamed it the Federal Reserve, so it would confuse people. You think it's part of the government, which it really isn't. It's a private corporation. Now we have the third one that needs to be demolished. But it has grown so large, so deep, that you just can't go at it directly. You need to come at it from all different sides with the help of powerful countries. And that is what we are witnessing right now. Everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing is to destroy the central bank system. It's to remove their system. And you just can't go directly at them because they'll just blow up the place. They don't care. They have no allegiance to a country or a group. So they don't care if they start a war. They've started many, many wars going back in time. So what's happening right now, I do believe Trump, Putin, Xi, and many other leaders, they have formulated a plan to go and attack the private West central bank. And this is why we see everything happening with Russia using the ruble pegged to gold. Countries need it to purchase oil. Countries, in the end, will move away from their system and move into a different system where they're going to look at their national currencies. And I do believe to have international trade, we probably will go to Bitcoin. We're not going to be going to the private West central bank digital currency. This is what the central bank wants, but they have a problem. There's Bitcoin that's just sitting there. It's been developed back in 2008, 2009 at the Great Recession. Don't you find that interesting? I think the Patriots at that point knew exactly what was happening. And now there's a vehicle that's been set up. It's been there for 10, 12, 13 years or so. And people have been using it. Countries now are now latching onto it. Russia is saying, hey, we will use this. El Salvador, Guatemala, South African countries, they're all saying, yes, we will start to look at this. I do believe in the end, this is going to come up against the central bank digital currency, and this is going to be their downfall. And yes, gold is a very important thing. Gold preserves your wealth. Gold gives confidence. And I do believe these two things combined will destroy the central bank system, the World Economic Forum. It will destroy what they're trying to do. And the people will see this very, very clearly. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they're struggling with their narrative. They're struggling with everything they have. It is completely falling apart. Trump and the Patriots, they have the upper hand. They have the leverage. Remember, Trump, during his time in the White House, it was to set everything up to bring down the deep state players. This is not about a four-year election. This is not about just winning an election. This is about exposing the deep state, exposing their system to the world, to the people. And as you expose the system to the people can see the criminals very, very clearly. That's what this was all about, because once it's exposed, it can be destroyed. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And this goes far beyond just treason, sedition. This goes all the way to the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, and all the criminal syndicate leaders that are a part of this. And I do believe Trump's time during his time in the White House, he prepared and set everything up with the military and other leaders around the world, like Putin, Xi, and many others, to go up against the private Western Central Bank, the deep state players. And that is what we are seeing play out right now. The deep state players, they knew that this day was going to come. They knew they were going to go head on with Trump, the Patriots, and the rest of the world that's going to be against them. And when I say the rest of the world, I'm talking about the people of this world. Right now, the deep state, they are struggling with their narrative. They never thought they would lose control like they are, just like they never thought that Hillary Clinton would lose the election. They never thought that people wouldn't believe the fake news anymore. They never thought that there'd be other platforms where people could actually go to. They thought they would just stick with Twitter. They'd be able to control the people on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook, and on Instagram. They never thought they would lose this type of control. They would lose control of the people, because they had control of the people for many, many years. People were sleeping. Now people are awake. And now people are thinking logically. And when they see headlines and when they see stories, they start to think about it and say, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. Yes, the headline, I'm reading it. But now that I'm thinking about it, something just doesn't click and it's just not right. And people now are waking up and they're realizing what's really going on in this country. And this is something the deep state can't stop. Now, take this a step further, and we'll be talking about this a little bit later. Think about the other leaders that needed to be involved in taking down the entire deep state apparatus and the private Western Central bankers. And I do believe that he went around and he actually worked with these leaders, came up with a plan. And this is what we're seeing play out right now. And we're going to see this all heat up. Remember, this is not about a real war. This is not about countries fighting each other. This is not about civil war. This is about destroying the deep state system, getting rid of the swamp, draining the swamp. Yes, Trump, he'll be able to, along with the Patriots and the military, they will be able to make their moves on the deep state players. Yes, eventually they will be arrested. Yes, eventually the central bank will be destroyed. But to remove the other parts of the swamp, like those people that have been elected into certain positions, the people have to get involved with that. That's the part of the people where they say, you know something? We see that you're part of the criminal syndicate. We see what you've been doing. You are a dictator. You are a tyrant. You don't follow the Constitution, and we are voting you out. So we actually have like three things going on right now. Trump worked with foreign leaders to get rid of the deep state worldwide, to get rid of the private central bank system. They're working with Trump. We have the people now draining the swamp, and Trump and the Patriots with Durham, with Weiss, and many other investigations, they will be bringing these treasonous individuals to justice. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later in this report. But first, let's look at what the deep state is doing right now, because what they like to do is they like to change the definitions. They like to push their agenda in the direction where they think everything should go, just like with the vaccines. They went ahead when the COVID vaccine, or I should say the death jab, was introduced, and they knew it wasn't a vaccine. It's just a drug that actually hurts people. It doesn't stop COVID. It doesn't do actually anything that you really want it to do. And they knew that they were going to have to change the definition. The same thing's happening with girl, boy, and all these pronouns and everything. And we know that certain organizations are on board. Remember, the swamp is deep and wide. Merriam-Webster, once again, is changing definitions of the word girl and boy. Libs of TikTok put this out on Twitter and said the following. Merriam-Webster also changed the definition of the word girl. Here's the old definition. A female child from birth to adulthood. The next definition, daughter. The next definition, a young woman. Now, if you look at the new one, it says a female child from birth to adulthood. Number two, a person whose gender identity is female. So they went ahead and changed this. The same thing with boys. And we can see this is part of their agenda. Remember, if you think that they're just going to stop and they're not just going to continue with their agenda, you're fooling yourselves. The deep state, the criminals, they don't stop. It's almost like a car chase. When the police are chasing someone down, they don't just stop and say, crap, they got me. I'm just going to stop at this red light and I'm going to get out and hold my hands up. No, they keep running and running and running. Even when they crash into something, what do? They get out of the car, and if they have a weapon, they start firing it at the police and they start running down the street. This is the same with the criminal syndicate. They're not just going to give up. They're going to keep going. They're going to keep running. They're going to keep, even if the Patriots are in hot pursuit, they won't give up until they're brought down. So they will continue with their agenda, and they will put on a show. They will use propaganda until the very, very end. I mean, look what happened with the squad yesterday with AOC and Ilhan Omar. They faked an arrest. They pretended that they were handcuffed. This was all prepared for from the very beginning. It just didn't happen. How do we know this? Well, Jeremy Slevin, he came in. This is Ilhan Omar's communication strategy advisor, came out and said this on Twitter. Members of Congress, including Ilhan, will be participating in a civil disobedience at the Supreme Court, potentially including arrests shortly, and then gave the time. They knew that this was going to happen. And the crucial thing about the arrests is that there's no mugshots, no actual handcuffs were used. The Capitol Police appear to be complicit in aiding in the Democratic propaganda campaign. These are the same Capitol Police who played a central role in the January 6th security debacle, you know, the one that they set up. And there is no information on any of these arrests whatsoever. The whole thing was complete propaganda. Just like when AOC went to the border and she was crying and she dropped to her knees standing by a fence on the other side of the fence, there was nothing there. It was all for show. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we need to go back in time when Josh Hawley, when he was protesting, he raised his fist in the air and AOC tweeted out and said, hey, Hawley, I hate to break it to you, but this is in fact you. You raised your fist in solidarity with the white supremacists who attacked our Capitol. While you may politically regret what you've revealed about yourself, you still have no place in public office. Resign. So did he really raise his fist to support white supremacists? No. But look what they did. They went ahead and they raised their fist. Should they resign now? I think they should, actually. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know there are certain governors right now, they are dropping off illegal aliens into D.C. because those states like Texas and Arizona and many others, they realize that the agenda is to bring in as many, many illegals as possible. Remember, their plan is to have them vote or use them in a way where they can skew the election. And eventually their agenda is going to turn into, hey, these could be used as workers. They'll do what we say. We can control them. And actually their plan, remember what the 16-year plan is, to bring the country into a third world nation where there is no constitution. But their first part of their agenda is they're hoping they can use them to skew the elections. So these governors who want the government to do something, they said they were going to bring the illegals to D.C. And the mayor is already complaining about this. And now we have the White House press secretary. She's out there saying that this is actually shameful. No, what's shameful is allowing an invasion into this country without stopping it. Did anyone actually go down to the border? Did Nancy Pelosi visit? When was the last time she was there? How about Biden? How about the border czar, Kamala Harris? Nobody's going to the border. You know why? Because there'd be camera crews there. People would be seeing what was going on. And then people would be asking questions, and they don't want that. And that's why they're not going down there. This is all part of their agenda. And we could see that everything that they're doing, they're pushing their agenda, especially with Roe versus Wade. Since that ruling came out, we can see that the D's, the deep state players, all they want to do is pack the courts. And I remember Trump saying this, that they were going to pack the courts. The House Democrats, they put out a piece of legislation to add 4 seats to the Supreme Court into hopes of moving the judicial body away from its conservative slant. Now, is this going to go anywhere? No, it has to go to the Senate. Are they going to get it into the Senate? Are they going to vote on it? No. They're unable to clear the filibuster. They will never get anywhere with this. But they keep pushing. That's the whole point of it. Now, what's very interesting about everything that we've been witnessing, we know that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, they've been working together. They've been working with foreign countries. We know that Joe Biden knows all about the business. I do believe he's been controlling it all. And Hunter Biden is actually the guy who has to do the work for him to actually make the deals, do what he says. And I do believe Joe Biden, he's actually calling the shots. He knows everything about the business because he is the business. He's the money laundering king. He's made deals with Ukraine, China, and many other countries. But it seems that Kanakoa on True Social, he also has a Substack, and you should really visit his Substack. It's incredible. He hit pay dirt because he found some information on the Biden crime family. And there are text messages that actually show that Joe Biden, he's involved in all of this. On December 14, 2018, at 10:41 a.m., Hunter Biden sent this text message to his brother's widow, Haley Biden, who he was now dating at the time. And down below in this text, we have what has been highlighted. It says, the retaliation of the Chinese in the ouster and arrest of U.S. suspected CIA operatives inside China. My suspected involvement in brokering a deal with Putin directly for the largest sale of oil gas assets inside Russia to China, a tax bill that Eric left hanging over my business, and dad's running for president. So this single text message found on Hunter Biden's laptop raises many important national security concerns for the United States. Why was Hunter Biden helping Putin sell oil and gas to China? Why was Hunter Biden working with the chief of intelligence of the People's Republic of China? Why was Hunter Biden's business partner with the richest man in the world who was building China's Belt and Road Initiative? Did China arrest CIA operatives in retaliation for the DOJ arresting Hunter's business partner? So this raises a lot of questions. And do we see the news picking this up? Do we see anything? No, because you're never going to find out the truth from the fake news. They don't want to talk about this. Yes, they'll talk about Hunter's hookers and Hunter's drugs problems, but they're not going to be talking about where this actually goes. And it goes much, much further than Joe Biden. This goes to many different players. Remember, on both sides, it's not just the Democrats. It's also the Republicans, the rhinos. And we're going to see a lot of this information come out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Department of Justice, they were going after Trump because he declassified certain material, and they were investigating this. And it seems that the mystery is now solved. The DOJ secretly thwarted release of Russia documents declassified by Trump. So the department used a last-minute privacy concern to halt release, then ignored direct order from president to make memos public. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. In the final hours of the Trump presidency, the U.S. Justice Department raised privacy concerns to thwart the release of hundreds of pages of documents that Trump had declassified to expose the FBI abuses during the Russia collusion probe. And the agency then defied a subsequent order to release the materials after redactions were made, according to interviews and documents. The documents that Trump declassified never saw the light of day, even though they were lawfully declassified by Trump and the DOJ was instructed by the president through Meadows to expeditiously release them after redacting private information as necessary. So who actually saw the declassified information? Remember, Trump, he declassified the information. He tweeted out many, many times. We saw it in Q posts. Who has the declassified documents? Durham. He presented these documents to the grand jury. Will he go public with all this information? Absolutely. Timing is everything. And once documents are declassified, they are declassified. The public can see it. Brian Cates on Telegram explains. Most of the public doesn't understand how this works. The president has full declassification authority. When he declassifies something, it's declassified, period. Now, a lot of people assume declassification equals instant public disclosure of that formerly classified stuff to the news media and the American people. That's not how it works. If, for instance, Trump declassified a whole bunch of stuff related to the Russian Gate scandal, that was the subject of its own ongoing special counsel probe, which is exactly what happened here. That means this newly declassified and unredacted documentation was given to who? The prosecutors in the Durham special counsel office, which means none of these declassified documents will be publicly disclosed until doing so will not damage, sabotage, undermine, or harm any of the criminal cases that Durham and his team have been building. But this is too complicated for the normies to grasp. So the people who still watch the mainstream media and trust it have to be given a narrative to explain what's about to happen in a way they can understand it. So here's a narrative that's being rolled out. Trump declassified key Russiagate documents, but the DOJ thwarted the public release of the declassified documents for 2 years. And finally, Trump and Cash made so much noise about the DOJ suddenly is reversing itself, revealing it thwarted a direct presidential order and is getting ready to let Durham make the disclosures. So this is the narrative that they're trying to build right now. But really what happened was Trump, he declassified the information. Durham has it. He's using it for the cases. Once the indictments are unsealed, that's when Durham will have the green light, which I think he already has, to present all of this to the public. I do believe we're going to see a lot of this in October with Danchenko. And we're going to see a lot of this play out. And this is going to be very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the entire push by the deep state players, by the fake news, where they're trying to tell everyone, you don't have the right to defend yourself. You don't have a right to carry a weapon. Carrying a weapon doesn't help in any of these situations, even though there was an individual who was 22 years old and he stopped a shooter in a mall. That's just an anomaly that we've seen here. They can't explain it. And what's very interesting is they're pushing as much as they possibly can to make people think they don't have the right to defend themselves. Actually, if you think about what Trudeau said in Canada, where he said, hey, listen, we're going to be banning pistols. You can use weapons to hunt for target shooting, but you don't have the right to defend yourself with a weapon. This is the theme that they're using across the globe. The problem is here we have the Second Amendment. We're born with this right. And their push, their narrative is completely falling apart. Look what happened out in New York City. Jose Alba, he's a bodega worker who was at the cashier's desk of a New York City bodega. And it's like a small grocery store that typically sells the sort of food you can't find in gas station convenience stores. He was attacked by a man who circled around the back of the cashier's desk. The security camera footage made it look clear cut. Alba, when he stabbed the attacker to death, was clearly acting in self-defense. Now, they wanted to prosecute him for murder. And then the people started an uproar saying, no, he was defending himself. This person came around the counter, attacked him. He was defending himself. And finally, they said, okay, you know, okay, we're going to back off this case. But look what had to happen. The people had to speak up. They knew that this was self-defense. They knew that this wasn't a murder case. And you can see that what they're trying to do is they're trying to show the people that you don't have the right to defend yourself. And if you do, it's murder. No, it's not. You have the right to defend yourself. Look what the New York Times put out. An examination of 433 active shooter attacks in the U.S. between 2000 and 2021 showed that only 22 ended with a bystander shooting an attacker, according to data from Advanced Law Enforcement. Now, when you read this, you're like, oh, wow, see, the concealed carry, it doesn't really work. I mean, out of the 433 active shooters, only 22 were stopped by a concealed carry person. So, yeah, see, so the whole narrative is falling apart. But really start to think logically and start to think of what they're really saying. Where do the active shooters actually go? To places where you can't carry a concealed weapon. What are those places? You can see it in certain states. Just like in New York, when we had the shooting, people weren't walking around with concealed carry. Remember, they had these laws put into place at the time saying, we'll look at if we think that you're the one that should be carrying or not be carrying. And they would drag it out for a very long time. So there weren't a lot of people that carried weapons. Where else are there active shooters? Oh, in schools. You can't carry a weapon in a school. You can't carry a weapon in a post office, in federal offices. There's many, many places where you can't carry it. And actually, if you take those into account, these statistics are skewed. Neville the Cat on Twitter responded to this and said the following. Legal gun carry is banned and or restricted in almost every location where mass shooters choose to strike. Now ask yourself why they choose those locations. Absolutely. Now, when you read the headlines, everyone needs to take a second and pause and think about what they're saying and think about the current laws and think about what's really going on. This is thinking logically. And a lot of people now are doing this. They're not just going along with the headlines. And this is why we had this individual from NBC saying, why don't the people believe us anymore? Why don't they trust us? Why are we losing people every single day? Why are our ratings in the dumpers? This is why. Because they're not telling the truth. They're agenda driven. This is no longer news that people can count on. This has been gone for a very, very long time. And people are starting to recognize this. Just like they're recognizing what's really happening out in Ukraine. So if they're telling stories about Trump, about concealed carry, about the pandemic, why would they be telling the truth about Ukraine? They wouldn't. Remember, think about a town where the mafia controls everything. The newspapers, the judges, the prosecution, everything. Do you think the truth is going to come out? Or do you think everything that they put out there is going to be used to protect everything the mafia is doing? Now take that and expand that worldwide. Think about the fake news. Think about the politicians. Everything they do is to protect them and their agenda. That's what it's used for. The same thing with Ukraine. If they're using the fake news to protect themselves, they need to use the fake news to protect what's happening out in Ukraine. Remember, Ukraine is their home base for money laundering, biolabs, nuclear weapons, everything that they were going to do to the world. And they actually took over Ukraine in like 2014, 2015. That's when they had regime change. And they made it their own. That's why anything goes there. That's why they needed the neo-Nazis to protect it. Actually, when they had the regime change, it was the Nazis that actually took everything over. Now, the other thing that's very interesting in regards to Ukraine, and Clandestine put this out on True Social, he said, check out this live broadcast from RT going over the escalating allegation pertaining to the DNC biolabs in Ukraine. Now, according to Russian military, the labs are connected to nuclear weapons. Biolab story slowly creeping into Russia state-sponsored media here in the U.S. Remember why the Biden admin banned RT? This is why. It's happening, folks, whether you choose to believe it or not. It's happening. And yes, we're going to see a lot of information come out of Ukraine that has to do with uranium one, nuclear weapons. We know the biolabs are there. We know they use it for money laundering, baby factories, you name it. And people are going to be absolutely shocked. And we see that the Biden administration, they're still trying to make a deal with Iran, and they're offering them trillions of dollars. And John Kirby is out there, and he's Biden's National Security Council. He's trying to convince the people, listen, if we give them trillions of dollars, this is going to lower gas prices in the U.S. Well, instead of giving them trillions of dollars, why don't we just use the trillions of dollars here in this country to drill oil? Wouldn't that be a better plan? But do you really think trillions of dollars, as they hand it over to Iran, that's going to lower fuel prices? Of course not. We're not getting fuel from Iran. Even if we do, it's not going to lower the prices. It's not going to work the way they say they're working. Remember when Bush told us, hey, if we go into Iraq and we capture the oil fields, we're going to use those profits for the U.S. Did that really happen? No, of course not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as everything plays out, we know the 16-year plan. The 16-year plan is to get rid of the Constitution and have the United States lose the war. And that's how you get rid of the Constitution. But to do this, you need to weaken the military. And they've been trying to weaken the military for a very long time. When Obama was in the presidency, he weakened the military. Trump came in, he built it back up. Now, he did this on purpose because he knew once the resident was going to be in there, they were going to try to weaken it again. And actually, this is going to put them behind schedule. And you can see they're trying everything they possibly can. Rosie's no refund policy on Twitter says the following. We're staring down a war with Russians, yet the army is cutting the size of its force. 250,000 plus troops face discharge, vax mandate. 60,000 National Guard troops are suspended, mandate. Weapon stores are being depleted, Ukraine. What is going on? Just think about the 16-year plan. If you needed the United States to lose the war, how would you do it? Well, you would sell your secrets to China. And how would you do that? Well, you could put it on a server that is not secure, have it in your home, allow China to access it, place the information there, and voila, they can start building whatever they need to fight a war. How else do you do it? Well, you weaken the military. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Now, remember, we're going to be coming up to a scare event where I do believe we're going to be approaching war. I do believe the neocons, the rhinos, the deep state players, the D's, the fake news, they're all going to be on board and they're going to try to push war like we've never seen before. I do believe this is going to be a scare event and this is going to bring the people to the precipice. And I do believe that we're going to reach a certain point and all of a sudden someone is going to step in. I do believe it's going to be Trump. And he's going to talk peace, just like back in, 1994, when Jimmy Carter stepped in and he went ahead and he spoke to the leaders of North Korea. And all of a sudden, everything started to die down. We were on the cusp of war once again in that region. And I do believe the same thing is going to happen once again. And I do believe that this is going to bring the people to the precipice. They're going to see who the warmongers are. They're going to see the people that wouldn't even touch peace. And they're going to see the person that actually said, you know something, we're just going to shut this down. And I do believe this is going to change everything. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that they're really pushing the pandemic once again. They don't have the virus that they really needed. I do believe that was shut down in Ukraine. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Yes, they're trying with monkeypox, Marburg virus, the variant from COVID, but it's not the big one they really wanted. I do believe they had something waiting in the wings. They were going to use it on the people. First of all, the people weren't taking the vaccines. They have hundreds of millions of them in warehouses. The people didn't go along with their plan. And I do believe they were preparing something much, much larger until Russia came in and shut down the biolabs in Ukraine. And actually, this kind of countered their entire mission. And now they're trapped. And all they have left is saying, oh, there's a variant. Oh, we should get the booster like the flu shot every year. And they're just continually doing this. So out in California, and you can see it's the same states all the time, the San Diego schools, they are now re-implementing mask mandates for students and teachers. Now, we know that the masks don't work. There are plenty of studies out there saying there is no reason for a student to wear a mask. Actually, it impairs their speech and impairs their learning, and the masks do absolutely nothing. But they're following through on this. Actually, DeSantis responded to this and said the following. Forced masking is back in California. Leftist states cannot help themselves. They are philosophically addicted to mandates and restrictions. In Florida, we know what freedom looks like, and this isn't it. We will never allow the left to seize power and impose mandates on Floridians. Absolutely. We know the truth. I mean, look what's coming out of Australia. They have data on what is going on with the death jab. And when you really look at it and you see the vaccination status, and QTime Network put this out on Telegram, it says one dose, admitted to hospital, 10, admitted to ICU, 2, deaths, 3. If you go all the way up to 3 doses, 256 were admitted to hospital, 28 to the ICU, and 47 deaths. If you go to 4 or more doses, 149 admitted to the hospital, 17 in the ICU, 15 dead. Then if you look at no dose, where they didn't get the death jab, 2 admitted to the hospital, 1 ICU, and 11 deaths. Which is better? Really think about it. And I do believe that this really has to do with the flu and really not COVID. The other things where the people got the death jab, that has to do with the vaccine. That's very interesting. Alex Berenson on Twitter put this out and says, wow. The German government just admitted that 1 in 5,000 COVID shots cause serious side effects. That's obviously low, but even so, it translates into 110,000 seriously injured people in the United States alone. So really think about that. You're getting this death jab, and all of a sudden you're getting ill. Now, this is not counting the long-term effects, like low sperm count, menstrual cycles all messed up, myocarditis, long-term, cancers long-term, AIDS long-term. We don't even know about that. It hasn't been out that long. Let me just continue with Alex Berenson. Given that health authorities now agree that the shots do not stop infection and have effectiveness against Omicron lasting months at most, the risk-benefit profile is absurd. Any other therapeutic would already have been pulled from the market or had its use severely restricted. At a minimum, the mRNA shots should be given a black box warning and their use restricted to people over 70 and those with severe comorbidities. And a prescription should be required just as it is for any potentially risk risky therapeutic with a limited duration of effectiveness. Now, I do believe that this shouldn't be given to anyone because this causes a lot more problems down the road. And I think this should be pulled from the market completely. Now, what's very interesting is that Joseph Boaz and Cognitive Carbon Public put this out on Telegram. And this is what it says. Novavax for HIV after 40 years of research. Novavax for cancer after more than 100 years of research. Novavax for the common cold. And yet a virus mysteriously appears and within. And then there's a warning label that says missing context. The same information was checked in another post by independent fact checker, CY. Well, let me just continue with this. So it says, Novavax for the common cold, and yet a virus mysteriously appears, and within 12 months, a vax is found by four pharma companies, all within 1 week, and we are all mandated to take it. Really start to think about that now. And we don't even know the long-term effects. Actually, we're starting to figure it out now, and we're starting to realize that this isn't good for the everyday person out there. Actually, it's good for nobody. I do believe there are better ways to cure flu, cold, and COVID. And that is with HCQ, ivermectin, zinc, D3. This is why they tried to stop this from the very, very beginning. Because if people knew this, if people knew that these were the cures, the pandemic wouldn't exist. And the pandemic only existed in statistical information. And they fooled the entire country. And when people say, well, no, I know someone that had COVID. No, you don't, because the PCR test never isolated the coronavirus. Oh, I know someone that died of COVID. No, you don't, because remember, they never isolate. So they could have died from the flu and then complications from pneumonia. You have no clue what they died of, and especially it's probably not COVID. Remember all those people that they said died in the hospital, and then we come to find out, hey, this person was in a motorcycle accident. This person died of a heart attack. This person died of cancer. Oh, they might have had COVID, but that's not what they died from. Actually, did they actually really have it? We don't know, because the test doesn't pick up COVID. It picks up the flu. So they had the flu. We know that. So that whole story is completely falling apart now. Just like the January 6th story, that is falling apart. And what we come to find out, and this is coming from Chuck Colesto on Twitter, the Biden-appointed U.S. attorney who dropped charges on Colbert's crew is also prosecutor investigating January 6th. Don't you find that very interesting? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the Secret Service, they said that they don't have the text messages. And what's very interesting about all of this is that the text messages would have shown that Trump, he never hijacked the beast because he wasn't really in the beast. He never tried to grab the wheel. We know that the Secret Service individuals, they wanted to testify to counter the argument. And it's very interesting that the Secret Service, they don't have their text messages, because those text messages would have exonerated Trump, wouldn't they have? And don't you find it's very interesting that, ooh, they couldn't find them and they're making a big deal about the Secret Service? Because where did they go? Yes, we know they were upgrading something, but you don't think they had backups? You don't think other agencies have the text message? Remember, when you delete something, it's not really truly deleted. You can always get them. There's always a certain agency, NSA, that collects all this information. Julie Kelly on Twitter says the following. This should be a massive scandal. Secret Service agents, many of whom protected the president, vice president, and other senior government leaders, were instructed to upload any old text messages involving government business to an internal agency drive before the reset of their system. But many agents appear not to have done so. They won't be recovered, officials say. Sure. Oh, one of the senior government leaders was Kamala Harris, who inexplicably was taken to DNC headquarters by Secret Service that day. This isn't a cover-up of debunked story that Hutchinson gave about an altercation with Trump. This is a cover-up of comms between Secret Service and other agencies, officials, Harris, about what went down on January 6th. We will see how outraged January 6th committee and propagandists get. And that's what it's really about. It's really their communications. It's the truth about Trump and what happened in the vehicle, which is nothing. And they don't want people to see what truly happened on January 6th. And I do believe that these text messages, they are going to be presented, because things that you think are deleted are never deleted. Trump responded to this and said the following. I want the Secret Service tapes far more than the Unselect Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs. In that ridiculous and libelous story of me supposedly choking a big and strong Secret Service agent around the neck while in the Beast, wrong car, would be shown to be, as the Secret Service has already confirmed, fake and fraudulent. Likewise, there was no throwing of food and did not want to be surrounded by strangers with guns during my peacefully, patriotically speech. Fake news. Absolutely. And this is what they're afraid of. Yes, they're making a big show of it, but it's really, they're making a big show of it because they don't want this actually released. They're going to project it onto Trump like they always do. But really, this exonerates Trump and actually puts them in the spotlight. And they don't want people to see this. But I do believe we might be seeing these texts just come out one of these days. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the prosecutor, the attorney general in Georgia is going after Trump because of the call. And this is Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis. She requested a grand jury in her investigation into Trump. And they're looking into the call with Raffensperger. You know, the whole call has been debunked already. So they're bringing in Rudy Giuliani. They called him to testify before the Georgia grand jury. Now, this is going to be very interesting because we're going to see a lot of things come out. And we know it's a nothing burger. And Trump, he responded to what has been happening with Rudy Giuliani and the grand jury. He said the following on True Social. My two Georgia phone calls were perfect. In fact, the Washington Post apologized for its incorrect mischaracterization of one of the calls after hearing it on tape. The other call was made with many lawyers and others, and this is the key word, knowingly on the line. So there are people that knowingly knew. It was a constitutionally permitted challenge to what I consider to be a corrupt election. It is the election itself that should be under investigation, not those seeking the truth. He's absolutely right about that. And since we're speaking about Georgia, do you know that Stacey Abrams, her donations, only 14% actually come from Georgia? Isn't that crazy? 14%. You have 10 million coming from California. We have 6.4 million coming from DC, 3.6 million coming from New York. We have 2.5 million coming from Delaware and only 7 million coming from Georgia. Most of it's coming from California. That tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the offensive that Trump is driving right now and the people are helping him because he's pointing out the people, these are the patriots that we want in place. We see that he is now winning. The people are winning and we are going to drain the elected swamp. Remember, these people weren't really elected. They're the part of the criminal syndicate. They were installed. But Trump knows if he can get a red wave and he can overload the system with too many people, they can't cheat in the election. This is why everyone has to go out and vote, because you need to overload the system where they can't do anything about it. And Trump's offensive is working. He put out a truth on True Social. He said the following. Congratulations to Dan Cox. NBC Fake News just called the race. But in this case, the reporting wasn't fake for a change. And he won. And we're going to see a lot more of this because Trump, the people, they're driving the offensive. We're draining the swamp. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that the Washington State Democrats, they're furious after Republican activists announced they are going to organize surveillance teams to record ballot drop boxes in the states. Now, let's think about this for a sec. We know that certain states are using drop boxes. The patriots, the people are saying, we are not allowing cheating. We're not allowing these mules. So we're going to be monitoring the drop boxes because the corrupt individuals won't do it. Actually, the drop boxes should be completely illegal. They're supposed to have cameras on them. They're supposed to be monitoring them. But if the people are out there monitoring them, what do you think the deep state is going to do? They're probably going to use voter intimidation. They're probably going to send their foot soldiers to these areas. Now, this is very interesting because we know the midterms are coming up and there is a post 2416, which is November 4th, 2018. It says panic in D.C. If you witness members of Antifa or any other people or organization stationed at key voter locations making threats or attempting to use scare tactics, voter intimidation, please contact local authorities immediately and report the incidents. Internal comms suggest preparation are being made and organized to conduct a 29-plus location push. Battleground location. See something, say something. Uniformed and non-uniformed personnel will be stationed across the country in an effort to safeguard the public. If you witness anything out of the ordinary with regards to staff, officials, machinery, and equipment failures and or malfunctions, unusual grouping, bus dropping off people with guide and or instructor, voter prevention blocking, or other suspicious activity, please contact local authorities immediately and report the incident. See something, say something, take a picture or video, only when safe to do so. Now, if you really think about it, and we have these drop boxes in all different areas, and the Patriots, they understand that there was cheating. People understand that there is fraud. America now is waking up to this, and they're realizing that the ballot boxes, the drop boxes, they're responsible for a lot of this. Will the deep state use Antifa to try to push people away from monitoring the boxes so the mules can come in? I do believe this might refer to that. That is very interesting. And out in Wisconsin, we know that the Supreme Court ruled that the drop boxes are completely unconstitutional going back to 2020 and moving forward. Trump, he put out a truth on Truth Social. He said the following. So what's Speaker Robin Voss doing on the great Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling declaring hundreds of thousands of Dropbox votes to be illegal? This is not a time for him to hide, but a time to act. I don't know his opponent in the upcoming primary, but feel certain he will do well if Speaker Voss doesn't move with gusto. Robin, don't let the voters of Wisconsin down. Now, if the Supreme Court votes that they were illegal going back to 2020, it means that they broke the law by implementing the drop boxes, which means this person should take action right now. Why hasn't this person take action? This speaks volumes. Let's see how this plays out. Now, what's very interesting about everything that we're witnessing right now, we know that this isn't about a four-year election. This is about destroying the system. The system is deep and wide. Yes, it includes the private Western Central Bank. It includes the enslavement of their fiat currency. Yes, there are treasonous individuals. Yes, there are swamp creatures all over the place. But I do believe Trump, he's been working with other leaders, yes, the military, to bring down this entire system. And BioClandestine, he put up an incredible Substack, and you can find his Substack if you just come to the X22 report, click on the report title, go all the way to the bottom. And the title of his Substack is Why the Globalists Are Terrified of Trump's Relationship with BRICS Leaders. Let me just read parts of it so you can understand what has been going on. He says, it is starting to make sense now as to why the left began the propaganda campaign via the Russian narrative back around 2014, 2015. Why they label everything they don't like as Russian disinformation. The deep state knew this day would come. They knew Putin knew about their malevolent activities in Ukraine. Russia witnessed the U.S. use their power to take over Ukraine via color revolution in 2014 and cause mass unrest and civil war that continues to this day. The deep state knew that if an outsider like Trump got into office, that the allegations from Russia would eventually come to light and their crimes against humanity would be exposed. And now that I look back, Trump seems to have a stellar relationship with all the leaders of the BRICS nations who have now all come out in support of Russia and their accusations against specifically against the USDNC liberal globalist and their biological malfeasance in Ukraine. Let's take a look, shall we? Trump and Putin with iconic passing of the football. Putin knows where the bodies are buried. Trump and Xi at the iconic Forbidden City, with which outsiders are not allowed. Xi made an exception for Trump and Melania. Trump may attack China in the media, but he and Xi are very friendly. Keep in mind, other countries have deep state infiltration as well. China's actions don't necessarily represent Xi, just as much as the U.S. actions in Ukraine don't represent Trump. Trump and bin Salman, the Saudi crown, and the iconic sword dance, only reserved for after military victories. Trump has a stellar relationship with bin Salman. Trump and Brazilian President Bolsonaro, who is incredibly red-pilled and anti-globalist, and he loves himself some Trump. Then we look at India. Remember that stadium that was filled with people just to see Trump? Trump and Indian Prime Minister Modi, with which Trump has a phenomenal relationship as well. Lots of warm embrace and true diplomacy between the two. Do we think it's a coincidence that Trump is buddy-buddy with the BRICS leaders? What do you think Trump is using to bring down the private Western Central Bank system? What do you think Trump is using to bring down the World Economic Forum? I do believe we're staring right at it right now. And if you really listen to Putin, because he just came out and he just said something very, very interesting. He said, only truly sovereign states will succeed after enormous geopolitical transformations. A new epoch of world history is approaching, and only truly sovereign states will be able to succeed in the change environment. So think about it. Sovereign state. Wasn't Trump talking about this? Absolutely. I think Putin's letting everyone know that the truly sovereign states, the ones that are governing themselves, the ones that are benefiting their people, they're creating industry, removed from the private Western central bank, removed from the deep state players, they are going to prosper in the end. And I do believe we are going to see this. I just want to go back to some posts because it all interconnects with everything that we've been talking about. If we look at post 1690, this is July 24, 2018, coming up on a four-year delta, you are witnessing, watching the systematic destruction of the old guard. Power will return to the people. Post 1701, July 25th, 2018. Now, in this, it talks about the Declaration of Independence, where whenever a form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Think about what's happening right now. As Trump pushes the offensive, as Trump continually tells the people, this is the people that we need in government. We need to remove those that are in position right now. This is removing the deep state players. This is throwing off the old government and implementing the new government. Yes, a lot of people thought, oh, this means that there has to be war, that you overthrow the government. Trump, he never wanted war. He never wanted bloodshed. He never wanted a civil war. This is what the deep state wanted. That's why they keep talking about constitutional crisis. We're going to see a civil war. We're going to be fighting our neighbors. Trump, he decided, you know something? Let's do this in a way that the people can see this so we never, ever, ever have this happen again. Because once the people learn this, this will be passed down from generation to generation to generation, and we'll understand what infiltration looks like. Remember, the founding fathers, they knew what it looked like when the British army came directly at them. So they created everything to protect the country from that. Now we have infiltration from within. Now we're learning that there was another way that they actually attacked us. And now the people have to understand how we were attacked. So that never happens again. Does this mean that these people won't try in the next 100 years, 200 years? Of course they will. They'll try to use a different tactic. But hopefully the people learned enough that they could see this. You see, if the deep state players with foreign governments, if they came in our land with ships, missiles, tanks, people would go, okay, we're being attacked. We have to protect the country. You see, because you know this from the founding fathers. You know what it looks like. You know what war looks like. But many people didn't know what infiltration from within looked like because we allowed it to happen. Now we understand it. Now we can see it very clearly. Now we can stop it. Let me move to post 3,464. This is July 22nd, 2019. It says, dark to light, hunters become the hunted. This is not another four-year election. Post 3472, July 24, 2019. Now, this says 2019. Don't go by the year. It says year of the boomerang. I think we're going to see a lot of things happen to the deep state as we approach the midterms, especially with Durham, Weiss, the election fraud, the cases that the Supreme Court's going to hear, what's happening with Twitter. I think we're going to see everything boomerang on them. And I do believe that this year, probably next year, are going to be the years of the boomerang. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee.